Chapter 22. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. It's no use. He's not getting through with his attempts to communicate with the foreign creature. If he's not mistaken, the foreigner is afraid. No wonder, as it looks strikingly more fragile in reality than in the video recordings from the control room. Its spindly arms and legs, the slender body with two bumps at the front, and particularly that impractical round thing in the middle on top. That must throw this creature quite off balance. It doesn't seem easy for the foreigner to balance this body part as it wobbles back and forth, and sometimes the creature even has to use one of its hands to stabilize itself. Nevertheless, this being has managed to travel through space. Life is amazingly varied and always finds a way, even under such negative starting conditions as the home planet of this species must have offered. If the intruder were not responsible for the death of his comrades and, soon, this entire world, Gronolf might almost pity it. Gronolf watches the creature and speculates. Does it have a sex? How does it defend itself? It can see no weapons. Perhaps it uses a contact poison, like the pepperfish that not even the carrion tooth dares to attack. He should not underestimate this strange creature. Perhaps that is its great advantage, not being considered capable of defense, so that it can surprise others by using its true abilities. Gronolf thinks of the Lickslimer, which disguises itself as the discarded tail tip of the spiny lizard, a great delicacy. Those who greedily fell for this became victims themselves. As soon as the Lickslimer landed in the primary stomach, it started to devour its host from the inside. However, this strange creature is too large for that kind of attack.
"I don't understand,"
the creature had answered when he gave a friendly greeting. Gronolf cannot remember hearing those words in the video recordings, nor was
"let us talk" in there.
How should he react? How can he make the weird creature understand he only wants to talk to it, at least for now?
"Peace be with you,"
he says several times, but he realizes that the meaning of this greeting is not obvious. Any enemy understanding his language would value and appreciate this temporary peace offering. He hasn't learned more. He was not trained as a language scientist, nor as a script scientist. However, he cannot imagine how such training would help him now. He would first need some time to study the stranger's language. Unfortunately, time is the one thing he lacks. Therefore, Gronolf takes a big step forward. He wants to take the foreign creature to the central room and use the system to communicate via sign language. Just as he feared, the creature considers his step as an attack. "I haven't even unlocked the safety catch on my weapon," he thinks. The intruder runs away in panic. Gronolf doesn't notice that the small machine accompanying the creature is also activating. It quickly slips under his descending foot and throws him off balance through the unexpected movement. He hears cracking and crunching when his weight grinds the machine to dust, followed by a loud rumbling caused by his falling body. Gronolf screams his frustration and anger into the corridor. Then he slowly gets back on his feet. He doesn't have to run. He's not in a hurry because he knows the strange creature cannot escape. The corridor it selected will lead to the reactor cooling chamber, and that's the end. He can follow the path leisurely. Perhaps the foreigner will also need some time to calm down. It has to realize there is no other way but to own up for its deeds. Gronolf stomps through the corridor that is slowly leading downward. Suddenly, he hears words.
"It doesn't matter,"
somebody says. This sounds like the foreigner's language. Is the creature talking to itself? Gronolf slows down and starts to move silently. His trainer always praised him for how well he could sneak up to targets.
"Just got started."
What could this mean? It must be the same creature speaking these two sentences, as the pitch seems identical. Gronolf tries to remember the pitch of the intruder who ran away from him, but he can't. It is hard to notice differences, particularly as he can't understand a single word. His voice comes from a side corridor further ahead. Perhaps the creature is hiding from him there, trying to calm down by talking to itself? He likes to use that technique for himself. He prefers a louder voice, though, in order to vent his overflowing emotions. But that isn't a very good idea if you're hiding. Gronolf stops again, shortly before the side corridor. What at first sounded like a dialogue has become a soliloquy that has an oddly calming effect. One thing seems to be true. The foreign creature wants to comfort itself. Should he give it another moment? Fear only leads to irrational reactions. He stands silently, and listens until the creature has ended its soliloquy. What had he just heard without understanding it? It is time to solve the problem. Gronolf walks around the corner. What he sees confuses him. A foreign creature is lying on the ground, motionless. Is it dead? It is not the specimen he met earlier. So there were two intruders. Yet why did he only see one in the video recordings of the control room? Was that part of the plan? No matter what these alien creatures intended, it failed. Otherwise, one of them wouldn't lie as though dead here in this side corridor. The soliloquy must have come from the machine crouching next to the creature. Is it providing medical services? It is turned in his direction and is examining him. It does not look particularly dangerous, as it is small and has four legs that are even thinner than those of the alien creatures. He aims his harpoon at it, just to be safe, and releases the safety catch. He hopes that the machine won't be so stupid as to attack him, because if he fires his weapon, the explosion might also injure the alien creature lying on the floor. What is on that machine's front leg? The very instant Gronolf manages to formulate this thought, an incredible pain claws at his side. His body fails. He recognizes that he was attacked with electrical energy from the thing on the machine's leg, but knowing that doesn't help him any. His arms automatically try to fire the harpoon, but his muscles are beyond control. He doesn't stand a chance. The pain is unbearable. His spasming muscles throw the weapon from his hands. He is defenseless and feels the involuntary release of his sperm. He cannot help but scream in pain and outrage. Gravity is pulling his body backward. He cannot resist. Gronolf falls. Unconsciousness claims him.